Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Maseches Nida Daf Lamed Beis, a brand new perek, beginning at the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph Beis, six lines from the bottom. Benois Kusim, daughters of Kusi families. So the Kusim were imported individuals, imported by the king of Asher, Sancheriv, who sought to populate the Shimron region of Eretz Yisrael. So he brought these individuals from a place called Kusa and other places, brought them into Eretz Yisrael, and they were not Jewish. Hashem sent out some lions to shake them up, and they converted. And it is a questionable conversion. Some hold that it was not legitimate, some consider it to be a legitimate Geirus, which makes them into Yisraelim. And that is the view of our Mishnah as well. Ultimately, they discovered that they were really idol worshippers, and Chachamim totally relabel them and reclassify them as though they're Goyim. But in the interim, before discovering their true allegiance, they were considered to be Yisraelim. However, there was an issue. They had some difficulty accepting upon themselves the authority. They found it difficult to abide by the Torah Shebaal Peh. They would stick strictly to the literal meaning of the words of the Torah, including in matters of Tumah, like Nida, which caused all kinds of confusions. Since they didn't have it right, they miscalculated, and as a result, we, in the traditional camp, would have to treat them as Tami all the time, just in case, says the Mishnah. Benois Kusim, so daughters of Kusi family, Nidois Marisasam, considered to be in a state of Nida, Marisasam from their cradles, from day one. What about the men in those communities? Now we know that if a man interacts with a Nida, he becomes a Boyel Nida, and the Pasuk says, Tinidasa, her Nida status rides on him as well, Allah. So he becomes Tami for 7 days. And likewise, all men in that area are considered as such because their wives were considered to be possible nidois. Now, kusim metamim, and therefore they are metame, mishkav, tachten, what's beneath them, like a chair, a mattress, whatever the boil nida sits on, becomes tame, kalyon, like the upper item. Now, the Gemara later will explain what this means is that although the man receives her tumah to the full extent, but it doesn't necessarily extend completely over to his accessories. Unlike the Nida, who sits on something, lies on something, that becomes an Ava Tumah, it's become a person, a Kalim. But the Baal Nida, although he gets her status, only with respect to himself, doesn't necessarily extend over to the accessories to the full extent. We'll elaborate on that in the Gemara. But why? Because of Neshein Baal Nida, it's because we treat the other man as involved with Nidas. Then Yeshvois, I'll call Dam Vadam. For example, confusion in their community is the fact that they don't realize that only red constitutes Dam Nida and activates the Tumas Nida. By them, it's every color: green, yellow, orange, purple. So Rashi explains, for instance, you'll see yellow on Sunday. That's it, she's Tummy. In their mind, Tummy for 7 days. Now let's say come Tuesday, right, so Tummy for 7 days until Shabbos, right? Now comes Tuesday. Now she sees real Dam Nida red. So according to the real halacha, it is now when she starts her 7 day count, up until next Tuesday, but according to them, it's over. Comes Shabbos. So they stop. They completed their count too early. Okay, which makes them Nidas, according to the real halacha. And Yeshvis, they observe alcohol dam adam, every type of dam. Now, although we treat them as Nida and their husbands as well, but it's not definite, it's not confirmed, and therefore there's an element of uncertainty. V'ein chayav v'nalein abiyas migdosh. A fellow takes one of those garments that were worn by the, and he walks into the base of migdosh. He's not liable for a curb bringing it to the migdosh because we don't know for sure that it's tamei. V'ein soif v'nalein misat truma. Likewise, if it touches truma, you don't burn it. You can't eat it. You can't burn it. Nay, the reason is because it's only a saf. Back to the first point in the Mishnah. The Kusi babies, they're considered tamei. What exactly took place? So theirs are tamei, but ours are not tamei. What happened? Did the baby experience dam? I feel the dam. So even ours would be tamei. Why limit it to them? Read like a chazian. Well, if there was no dam, the dunami loy, so theirs are also not tummy. How is it that they are tame, we are not? Amar Rava, Bredaravik, Baracha, Barafuna, Amar Shesh, Achma Iskinon, Bistama. The answer is we don't know one way or the other. We're not sure whether there was any dam. Okay, so the kivan the ikam yuta the chazion chashim, but since there is a small percentage of even young, very young women who will have dam, that elicits a concern. And as we're going to see later, this only applies to their communities because they were not careful with this. They did not consider the young-aged women to be nidus. So on account of that possibility, we have to treat them all as nidus, as opposed to by us, where we know that even a one-day-old, if she has dam, we treat her accordingly. Now, who's of the opinion that we're concerned even about a small percentage? You would think, well, if the majority is okay, then let's not be concerned. No, Rameir. Turn to the next one. Rameir. Who holds that even a mute elicits concern? You can't discount, can't disregard a minority percentage. Desanya. Where do we find this? By Halachos of Yivam. Katonuktan. So we have a fellow passed away childless. His wife is a Yivama. And she's bound for the brother of the deceased to do either chalitza with her or yivam, marry her. Well, let's say they're underage, non-adults, katan oktana, lo yicholtzin, they can't do chalitza, v'lo yivam, nor can they do yivam, the Rameir. Amar the Rameir, chacham respond to Rameir. Yes, chalitza makes sense, we understand, because the pasuk says it has to be an adult. Yofa amarta, very well said, chen yicholtzin. No chalitza on the in the cards. Ish kasev a parsha. Pasuk says that the man failed to take the yivam option, so they do chalitza. Ish kasev a parsha, and ish means an adult. You need to be an adult to be eligible to do chalitza. And what about the yivama? Umakshin ishalish. And we connect because the next part of the pasuk relates to her, so we connect her to him. This, age requirement applies to both equally. By chalitza, but what's wrong with doing yivam? Umata, there's no mention of ish there. Why can't they do yivam? Amar Lan, she says you're right, not on account of the pasuk, but on account of a different concern, because yivam is only an option if they have the ability physically to have children. After all, that's the objective of doing the yivam, to promote, to memorialize the deceased. So, if they're not able to bear children due to some sort of medical deficiency, if either one is sterile, can't, then yivam is not an option. And that can only be verified once they turn adult, and you can see, you can discern it by their physical features. So at this early stage, it's undiscernible. You can't take chances just in case. Even though it's only a minority chance, it's only a slight chance, still a concern, that's Rameir Shita. Amar Chacham disagree. They say, look, most likely they're healthy and well. Go ahead. Unless you can know otherwise. Amalan, he responds, Katan. Reason why the Katan can't do the Yivam, Shami Matsi Saris might be discovered as a Saris, a sterile, unable to bear children, Katana as well. Shami Matsi Ailadis shall also be unable to bear. Vinimtu Pagan Be'erva. So if they do the yivam, it will turn out that they're doing something inappropriate, because technically their relatives are not meant to be married unless it's within the yivam context. Shaloi, right? Shaloi baka mitzvah. They're doing arayis without a mitzvah context. V'rabbanon. They respond, no, zilas aruba. Look at the majority factor. Ruba diktana, roi diktana. Most kids will turn out to be healthy and well. Lav sarisim ninu. That's by the boy. Zilas aruba diktana. Likewise by the girl. Go with the roiv element. Veruba, veruiv ketana, slav islandis, iloinis ninu, and most ketanis are not going to be islandis. So we see that according to the Rabbanan, the roiv factor is what determines, versus Rameir, who reckons even with a small chance. And likewise, in our story with the young kusis, maybe, just maybe, they had some dam, even though it's not. It's not very common, but Rameir is chayshish even for a miut. Asks the Gemara, but even within the miut, category. There is unlikely and really unlikely. Emor de Shamas le Ramer. It's true that Ramer holds that we're concerned about Miyuta de Shriach, about a common minority element. Avo Miyuta de Shriach, but something which is totally uncommon, unlikely. Like a really young woman to have dam, Mishamasli. Where do we find that he's concerned about that? Says the Gemara, no. This is also relatively common. Hanam, here too, Miyuta de Shriachu. Is something which happens. And therefore, it poses a concern. We have three stories to illustrate. The first story was, Amar Yesi Maisa. I'll tell you a story that happened Bain Boyle in this town about a baby that had dam, vitviluo, kaidun limo. In fact, they had to take her to the mikveh before her mother finished the 2 weeks of Yimei Tumah after the birth. The baby was already in the mikveh because of the dam that she saw. Vama Rebbe, another story, Masa, a story in the town of Veshar, vitviluo, same story, kaidun limo. Barav Yasef, Masa Pumbadisa, which was in Bavel, same thing. The newborn, what was found to have dam, vitbilua, and she had to be tevil even before kaidem le'im. Okay, so we have three stories to back this up, which illustrate the commonality of this phenomenon. Therefore, it poses a concern with the Ibn Ayskus, even from day one, newborn babies. We're concerned about them. Now, just as a side point here, why did they have to, why did they bother taking the newborn to the mikveh? So we had three stories, right? Two. First two were in Eretz Yisrael, but the last one was in Bavel. Bishleim, I understand, the Rabbi Yasi, the first story, the Rebbe, Mishum Trumas Eretz Yisrael. In order to preserve the purity of the Truma in Eretz Yisrael, they had to make sure all members of the family were Tahar. Fine. Elo, the Rabbi Yasi Belameli, but Rabbi Yasi was in Bavel. What was the concern? Why'd they have to be Tevel the kid? V'amar Shmuel tells us, ain't Trumas Chutz La'aretz Asura. Even the Truma that they would do in Chutz La'aretz was only with the Rabbanon. And therefore, it's only off limits for a person who had a personally generated Tumah, like Nida, like Keri. But even there, it's only if he eats it. Merely touching is not an issue. And this newborn, not having, a slice of bread. It's only concerned if he eats, but just merely coming into contact with that trumala, it's not an issue. So why'd they have to be tevel the baby? Apparently the need was, although she's not going to actually eat, but they may want to smear some truma oil on her. And smearing is considered a form of ingestion. It's like drinking. And therefore, that to ensure her tahara status. The son, as we find in a brisa, that smearing has a similar status to drinking. The son, lechalos kotz b'nei Yisrael, asher rimu l'Hashem. So the pasuk speaks about being careful about the person who's tamei, not to get involved in truma. And the pasuk is extra. It's an extra pasuk there to teach us the rabbis is hasach to cover even smearing. So if one who smears shemen of truma on a tummy, it's an issue. As a shayso, he drinks truma liquids. Ask the gemara. Okay, so granted, we need a pasuk for sicha to tell you that when it comes to truma, sicha is like shtia. It's considered a form of ingestion, like as though he's drinking it. But why do we have to articulate that shoysa is asr? We know that eating is asr. Of course, drinking and eating are pretty much the same experience. Shoysa, to disallow a tummy to drink, truma lam l'kro, why do we need a special pasuk? Shtiyah b'chal achila. Typically, drinking is covered by eating. It's the same experience. Elul rabbis es hasach k'shoysa. We have to tweak the price. We don't have to highlight drinking. That's obvious. Raisa meant to say that we treat sach kishayt. Sach is the same issue as drinking. Alternatively, we have another source that equates smearing with drinking. Atavai, kamayim bekirbay. This is David HaMelech giving a klala to the enemy that the curse should be absorbed within him, like water. Kamayim bekirbay v'chashem v'atzmoisam, like oil on his bones. We see this equation between drinking and smearing. So when it comes to truma, we have a special pasuk that sicha, smearing, is like shtia. Interestingly, there's a whole discussion halacha regarding soaps, which are manufactured using non-kosher elements, whether it's okay to use that on your skin. And some say, well, we find by truma that applying on one's skin is tantamount to ingestion, to drinking, therefore it should be asr, unless it's kosher. We find likewise in Yom Kippur, right? Sicha is asr. Hence, only kosher soap, but others, Rishonim, Tosfos brings over there, others say, no, it's okay because it's specifically, it's exclusive to truma. We have a special pasuk that this form of benefit is treated like, you know, actually drinking it, but otherwise, when it comes to other matters, like other kashrus issues, there's no issue just on a surface application. And I believe that's how we paskim. Some are machmer. Von the Goyen was machmer to all use kosher soap, as per this gemara. That's where it comes from. Sicha kishti. Ask the gemara. Okay, so we've established the concerns by Ibn Iskusim, because once we know that it applies even to, the nida status applies across all ages, even a newborn, and they weren't really careful with that. So, and if it's something that we have to be concerned about because it is shchiyach, I'm going to call it mayor, so we treat them all as nida. Ask the Gemara, why is it specific to their communities? Yachid danami. So by us too, newborn should be a nida. You're right, anan, but by us, darshinan. We expound on the drash of the pasuk. We accept the dictates of the Chacham and their understanding of the Torah. It says Isha, but really it says Ve'isha. The extra Vav teaches that Nida applies across all ages, and we're careful. We ought to be careful about even a newborn. V'chichazim, so if they see Mafreshi Lehu, we put them aside, meaning we treat them accordingly. Loi, Gazru, Rabbanu. There's no reason for the Chacham to apply a Gzera on them. But they, who are not careful, Inod Loi Darshi Isha V'isha, they're not abiding by this rule. V'chichazim, Loi Mafreshi Lehu, if there is them, they don't concern themselves. So you never know who's who and what's what. Gazru, Buraban. Therefore, they're all considered like Nita. My Isha v'Isha. What's the pasuk that you're referring to? The Sanya, Isha v'Abraisa. So the Isha who had dam, right? It says v'Isha. Emily l'Isha. So perhaps only an adult woman. Tinekes v'asebechad nida manayin. I don't know, nida applies even to a newborn. V'Isha, the extra part. Covers all ages. Says the Gemara. So apparently, kimar bikra, when we have the ribui from the pasuk, the extra vav, it covers even a 1 day old. From a different brayso, on a different discussion, a different pasuk, speaks about a man and woman who physically interacted. They both become tame, a special tuma, to that experience. What's the minimum age for that tuma? Raminu, isha, talks about an isha who becomes tame, only an isha, perhaps only an adult. What about a young woman, 3-year-old in a day, meaning a full 3-year-old, she had this experience, meaning how do you know she's tummy as well? Tamlam Visha, the extra five. So here we apply it to 3 and up, but not long younger than that. So why is it in the previous discussion when it comes to the general dictate that Damnida applies to all ages equally, we apply it even to a 1 day old? How could it be that in the same word, in the same pasuk, the same type of word, found in, the two psukim, she had different meanings. Amar Rava, Hilchasanen, really it's halachah mishum misim. The minimum age threshold. Vasmechin Rabban Akroy, the Rabban just sort of leaned it on the psukim as a semi-source, as a sort of a hint. But really it's based on halachah mishum misim. That gives us that exact age. Now, which one is based on halacha mishum Sinai? Is it the 1 day old for the nida or 3 year old for the other halacha? Haikra by hilchasa. Which one is based on just the pasuk? Which one halacha mishum Sinai? Ilem basim echad hilchasa. The first halacha that even a newborn is tamei nida, is that halacha mishum Sinai? And the other halacha, the 3 year old, is based on the pasuk. How do you know the pasuk is to want a 3 year old? It just says Ve'isha, generic. How do you know it's Bas Sholo Shonim Yechad Kro? Kro stomach soup. Torah speaks in general without giving us numbers. Oh, the other way around. Elo, rather, Bas Gimel Shonim Yechad Hilchasa. Halacha is for the 3-year-old, for the Hilcha, Halacha of Tomei Bia. And the Halacha of the need applying across all ages, that's the Pasuk. Bas Yemechad Kro. Okay, good. Now comes another question. If regarding the 3-year-old halacha, we have already halacha mishmi sina for that, so why do we need a pasuk for that as well? If we have a halacha, why an extra pasuk? You're right, it's not for that. We turn to the base. Lemute ish me oidim. It's coming for another point. To tell you that there is a type of tumah which is exclusive to women, which is called oidim, red, you know, the dam. If a man would have some redness, a red emission, he wouldn't be kami. So the issue is coming to exclude the man from any red related to him. Fine. Continues the Gemara. What about the next price, which discusses yet a third pasuk regarding a zava? A zava is what comes after nida. First 7 days she nida, and then we have days called yimei ziva, where potentially if she sees dam, she becomes a zava. 3 days in a row, she's a bona fide zava, zava gedola, and that too applies even at a young age. But the sani isha, the pasuk speaks about an isha being a zava. Ain't isha perhaps only an adult? What about a 10-day-old child? That's the minimum, because you can only become a zava on day 10 of your dam experience. So here you can't say a newborn, but at least 10 days old. Bas yud yom zivim. How do we know it applies to a 10-day-old baby? Tamloima vish. Okay, so it's the third brisa, the third v'isha. One was that the standard nida applies to all ages. One was that the halacha of tumas bia applies to 3-year-old, but then we transferred it to the halacha to exclude a man from oidim. And the third time we have the v'isha regarding ziva that again applies across all ages. In this case, a minimum of a 10-day-old baby. Minayin tamalim v'isha. The question is, Lamali, why do we need a new pasuk that ziva applies across all ages? Once we have it established for a nida, just learn from nida that it's not age-related. Tzricha, we need a special pasuk because you could differentiate between the two. The Ikas Rachmana Benida. The Torah only says it by a nida that it applies across all ages. Havamina would say nida. Yeah, mishum dechichazay chadjema b'ayil meisav zayin. Nida has strictnesses. She has one experience, and there goes tumah of 7 days. Aval zava, but by a zava. Initially, if she only has one sighting, she needs one clean day. She has only one riyah. Corresponds to that day, she has to keep another day clean. So it doesn't start off so severe. Perhaps it's not as strict as nida. It wouldn't apply across all ages. That necessitates a pasuk as well. On the other hand, the Torah only stipulated by the zava. Automatically, we know that it applies to nida as well. Because in this case, it's obvious you can't become a zava without first traversing the nida experience. You can't be a zava without becoming a nida. So, if a 10-day-old is a zava, evidently she already experienced nida. Oh, that's a good one. So we're stuck, and we don't really need a pasuk. The nida applies across all ages because we already know it from zava. So why do we need a special pasuk there? Once again, to exclude a man from redness. We already have that. We already had the other pasuk for that. The answer is there are two forms of red emissions that we have to discount by the man. One is lemuti mishuch hazera. If he has zera, which is red, we discount it. Secondly, to exclude if he sees dam. So different types of red experiences, which are not an issue by a man. So let's just stop for a second. We have the psukim, v'isha, v'isha, v'isha. Turns out that one tells us that the tumah of nida and zava applies across all ages, from day one until 120 years. And we have the two other psukim, tumim umayit, to exempt a man from tumah of red emissions. V'chein l'inyan zecharim, likewise, correspondingly we find a pasuk on the male side of things You should know that the tumah of a man, of a ziva, etc., applies even on a one-day-old. The sanya, ish. Ish. So the pasuk speaks about an ish, a man who became a zav. What's the repetition? Ish, matam aleimar. Ish, the rabbi is tinek mim nechad, shu matam beziva. Even a newborn can become a zav. Divri, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yishma, birnai, shal Rabbi Yechon breka ima, ain't zarech. We don't need this pasuk for this purpose. We already have it from elsewhere. How are you aiming? We have a pasuk, la zachar, vila nekeva. And we learn, la zachar means, kol shu zachar, all ages of a zachar. Bein shu gadol, bein shu katan, adult, a minor. The word vila nekeva, likewise, kol shu nekeva, applies to all nekevas equally. It's not age related. Bein gadol, bein katan. And came out tamalami ish. So why does the pasuk actually say it like that, ish, if it's not needed for this halacha? It's just a way of expression, a way of speaking. Divrei Torah, sometimes Torah speaks in a conversant fashion. Kalashim neyad. Okay, now comes a kash. Very similar to the previous gemara, almost word for word. Almo ki marbi kro ben yamechad marbi. Apparently, when Torah is marbi and applies ziva to all ages, even to one day old, right? Ben yamechad marbi. Raminu have a kasha from a different pasuk, where we expand a certain tuma across ages. But there, it doesn't apply to just a one-day-old. It has to be at least a nine-year-old. So why is it that over here, we take it all the way to a newborn, over there we stop at 9 years old? Raminu, ish. This is a pasuk regarding a man who had a Sheikh Azera emission. Ein le ish. This type of tumor is limited to an adult. What about under adulthood? Ben tesha shonim v'yamechem. Now, what if he's 9 years old? Tamalana vish, the extra above covers him as well. Why are we stopping at 9 years old? Whereas by ziva we go all the way down to a newborn. Amar Rava, once again hilchas anin. It's based on halacha, and it was just sort of lashed onto the pesukim asbichinu rabbanan akroy. Hi hilchas of ikra. Which one of these two is halacha? Which one is based on the pasuk? We have the halacha that ziva, even to a newborn, and carry to a nine-year-old. Which is halacha? Which is a pasuk? Ilema ben yamechad hilchas is the halacha for the newborn. Uben tesh shanim yamechad kro, and the halacha of the nine-year-old is a pasuk. What do we find numbers in the pasuk? Kro stomachs. The Torah speaks undefined without the numbers. Ella ben tesh shanim yamechad hilchas. You have to say halacha is regarding the carry, and limits it to a nine-year-old and up. Uben yamechad kro, and the ziva applying to all ages, even a newborn, is in fact a pasuk. Ask the Gemara, v'chame achad ilchas ahi, same question as before. So regarding the 9-year-old halacha, we have a halacha, so kro lamali, why do we need a pasuk for that? Lamuta yishim alive. Once again, it's coming for something else, to exempt a woman from being affected by a white emission. She's only telling if she sees red. Now comes a question. So we know that the tuma of a zav applies even to a newborn boy. Tuma of Nida, even to a newborn girl. Why do we need a special pasuk for each one? Why can't we just correlate them? Lamali lemichta bischarim, but lamali lemichta benekevis. Why a special pasuk for Zachar and a special pasuk for the young Nekevah? Tzricha, they're needed. Because you can't necessarily match them up. Each one is separate and distinct, has its own strictnesses, and perhaps has its own rules. The Gaz Rachmana bischarim, to hear only said it by the Zachar, that he's metami when he's young, and Mishum de metama b'riyas can be young, a Zachar. A man is a chumrah. You see, unlike a woman, where it's days related, so she only becomes a zav if she sees three consecutive days. By a man, it's riyos. Kivayam, just like 3 days in a row, likewise, there's three experiences in a row, even in the same day, so in a way, he's more strict. And perhaps that's why it applies all across the board and not age related. Avon nekevus, lamatam beris kivayam, but nekevus that don't have the same stipulation, there has to be separate days. Emily, perhaps they're not subject to the all age. Unlimited age, you know, rule. Because Rachonim and Nekevus, on the other hand, the Torah only says that all Nekevus are affected all ages. They have a strictness over the male as well, because if they have a Re'iyah, due to some sort of external causation, they also become Tamei. Even though it's not really so, you know, natural, coming from within, some exertion or whatever that caused it. So since they had that added Chumrah, perhaps that justifies why their tumah is all-encompassing. But by males, but they're not subject to Tumas Oynes. If he has an emission that was triggered by some sort of external force, he's tar. Eimor lo isa, perhaps he's not subject to the all age stipulation as well. Tricha. Hence, the requirement on both ends, Torah has to tell you whether it's a zachar or a keva, the Tumas apply to all ages equally. Okay, so in conclusion, we spoke about the Kusim families, who at this point were treated like Yisraelim, with complications. What was an example of a complication? We learned from a pasuk that Tumas Nida can apply even to a newborn, which is actually something that happens. We had a couple of stories to back that up. And unfortunately, the Bnei Kusim did not have the did not abide by the drashes, by the dictates of Chazal. Did not treat a young woman as a nida. In which case, now there's a chashash that they're all nida is there. We have to treat them accordingly. It turns out that we have a pasuk that nida applies to all ages, and likewise to maziva. We explained necessity of both pasuk. Okay, all the best to you, and atzlacha rab.